Y94, no bummer summer.
Y94.
All right, want to kind of change topics here and try to help you out, Casey, get some thoughts and feedback on what you got going on. The interns tell me when they put you on hold, you're the most chipper person they ever spoke to. So what's going on this morning? Good morning.
Hey, yeah, I'm getting married in September. I'm so excited, but everyone's always so shocked that I'm not on some sort of like trash bridal diet or insane exercise regimen.
What do you mean?
Well, it seems like every bride goes absolutely crazy and tries to lose like all this weight leading up to the wedding to squeeze into a dress that's way too small for her. And I just went the complete opposite route of that. And I just embraced life. And I mean, I have the man of my dreams. I'm going to be his wife. And things are overall pretty wonderful. So I'm thinking, you know, why should I make myself miserable? So I'm relaxing when I can and I'm eating what I want when I want.
So do people seem to think that's weird?
I mean, kind of. I mean, I'm a heavier woman as it is. Like, not super obese or anything, but I'm curvy. So I think my friends and sisters, they all kind of assumed that I would be dieting and, like, working out. But I'm just going to be me, and that's who he proposed to. So why should I change myself?
Okay, so you have a dress already, though, right? So you just need to at least remain consistent in weight?
Yeah, I can't gain like 40 pounds or anything, but I mean, it's got some room to give. And if I need to let it out a little bit, I certainly could. But I just had a greasy hamburger and a plate of fries for dinner last night. So believe me when I say, like, I do not intend on starving myself.
I'm a little curious because, I mean, it almost just sounds like you're bragging about how you think you've made this great decision. I mean, was there something we could help you with, or what exactly were you calling for?
I just want to know if there's other women out there like me who didn't stress over their weight or anything leading up to their wedding, or if I'm some sort of crazy woman.
Okay. I feel like it'll be quick because it's not, you don't necessarily have a problem. You're just wondering if other women have done this. Is it typical for women to do like the crash diets and try to lose a bunch of weight leading up to the wedding day? Or is Casey this kind of like freak of nature because she's like, ah, screw that. I'm eating a hamburger. I'm getting married. He proposed to this. Not a thinner version of this. I'm just going to do me. And Maggie, first impressions, because Rat and I are men.
Right.
Like, I don't know. As long as I showed up to the wedding, that was the expectation of me. So I don't know.
No, I think good for her for being comfortable enough with the way she is that, you know, who cares? You really shouldn't care. I think a lot of women do tend to diet a little more just because they want to look their best at their wedding, you know, but good for her, I guess.
It strikes me as we can't even do anything with this situation you pose, Casey, other than be like, you go, girl.
Right.
I feel like that's all we can do for you. Like, way to break a trend. Yes, lots of women do this. Way to not, like, pigeonholed into that. Good job.
Yeah.
Has anybody, and maybe it does happen, but has anybody, like, went to a wedding and went, oh, that bride looks really fat.
No.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think so.
You'd hope not.
No, I don't. Not that I can't think of anyone specifically.
Right.
But it seems that maybe it's I don't know. Any text for her?
Actually, just as you said, the first one that comes in, you go. I actually gained a few pounds, but the dress still fit. Somebody else said, it's about having that perfect image for that one day. A lot of women want to get to that weight so everybody can just look at them and not judge.
You know what, Casey? I thought I was given the impression that you had like a conundrum. I thought you had like an issue you wanted to bring to the Playhouse family. I think we can probably just go ahead and just say, we'll call this You Go Girl Wednesday. You called. Hey, you have your hamburger. Congratulations on the nuptials.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll just go ahead and call you good.
The Morning Playhouse.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
This is just so brutal, and yet I can't look away.
Y94.